Love is high, divorce may be on the verge, and we finally talk kids. This is the Grey's Anatomy After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, everyone.
Ooh, we are back.
So happy to be back with you guys after a very interesting episode.
Yeah.
We were on a high, and now we're at an interesting space. So I can't wait to get into it. If you're joining us for the first time, I'm your host, Elena. And to my left, I have...
Hey, what's up, guys? I am Benny Adams. Excited to be here for another taping of the after show of Grey's Anatomy.
It's going
to
be so good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everything is all over the place. So we're going to talk about a lot of love
a little bit. Yes, I completely agree.
The fact that divorce is coming into the picture this late in the season is kind of scary. But we finally have the kids talk, so that's exciting.
Yes, yes.
Or not, if you're not a Merluka fan. If you're joining us for the first time, make sure you're thinking about your cure. It's a special segment where you call out something that stood out to you in this episode. We'll get into some news and gossip, and we'll have our very Grey's Anatomies special segment for you guys, so you want to stay tuned. Benny, what was your overall thoughts about this episode?
I thought this episode was good. It was a little slow in the beginning, but it definitely picked up towards the end. My favorite parts were towards the end of the episode. It was a little all over the place at the beginning of the episode, but overall, it was a good one.
I feel like this entire episode felt like the end. Like, from when it started, it felt like it was the ending of the show.
Well, the season finale is coming up, so they might be...
We still have some episodes, though.
Yeah, but they're teasing of what's to expect.
I feel like this entire episode, and guys in the chat room, if you feel like I'm wrong, please chime in. The way that this episode started, it felt like it was just, it felt like I missed something.
So this episode felt like a season finale episode.
It did not feel like a season finale necessarily. Every storyline just felt like the ending. Like, you know, when you watch the show and you get to the final part where everything is kind of like, okay, calming down.
Right.
That's what this episode was for me.
I can see that. I can see that.
Because we got a little bit of the boy from last week, which was amazing because Meredith teased the fact that she called Christina Yang. And we were like, oh, we get to hear her name again.
Right.
But we don't know what's happening with him. Like, we still can't find any special blood donor. A rare blood donor, however you call it. So it's interesting.
Right, right. Yeah, like I said, this episode, it was just everywhere for me.
For sure.
But it was good. It was good. The ending moments is what stood out to me the most.
Well, okay. So we actually get a lot of love this episode. It was a little different than the past two or three episodes that we've gotten. So this one kind of prepared us for what's to come. I feel like it was closing a lot of doors, but we talked about love a lot, and everyone knows that I'm not a Merluka fan. I just don't like it, but they made progress this episode, and I can't hate on the progress that they've made. Meredith finally talked to her kids about it. First of all, okay, first time we've seen the kids in a while.
Yes.
That we've got to hear them speak, that we got to see how big they were. Wow. Secondly, it was because she wanted to tell them about DeLuca.
I thought that was really cool of her her to do that. You know, it's an important thing to do. And I feel like you have to do it the right time and the right moment. If you feel like this guy is going to be the guy that's in your life, then yeah, you should definitely tell your kids about it.
She's only telling him because Zola caught them, first of all.
But don't think that she would have told them eventually?
Eventually, but...
But not anytime soon.
If her eldest child hadn't caught him sneaking out of the house, I for sure don't think it would have been coming soon. You know what's bothering me? So I'm realizing I have an attitude about Merluka because Meredith seems happy. And I want her to be happy. I just don't want her to be happy with him.
I don't get why you're hating. I don't get it either.
I don't get it. Something's wrong with me. I don't like them.
I am a huge fan of this couple. Way better than Meredith and Link. Way better. Are you kidding me?
Wow. You know what? To everyone in the chat room
let's see now,
whether you're going to listen later, please go ahead and let us know Mare Link or Mare Luka. This has been a reoccurring conversation. So
it happened last week.
I feel like I know where majority of the fans are. and it's on my side. I'm hoping. Emily says, I feel the same way. I need you to be more specific because I need to know whose team you're on. I agree. I don't like them at all. Olivia.
Jeez. Come on, you guys.
I'm going to let this build up. And it's not... I like to see Meredith happy.
Right.
I for sure do. And I thought it was cute for her to, you know, just be getting her rocks off with DeLuca. But it's getting serious. And he was more charming this episode, trying to flash his baby talk.
He was definitely more mature in this episode. I was really surprised with the fact of how he answered the question about when she brought up kids. Mm-hmm. That was great. You know, he wasn't scared about it. He wasn't like, oh, I don't know if you should bring it up. You know, he loves kids, especially in the ending where he's, you know, holding the kids.
He talked about his cousins, though. He said, yeah, I love kids like my cousins, sir. What?
They're kids, though.
Uh-uh. JT said, because he slept and dated with her freaking sister, LOL, it's so wrong. I agree. 100%. It's just crazy. We also have Shanice who came in and said, I wanted Mare with Link, but Meredith is always with someone that she's not supposed to be with. That is also true, which is probably why I'm hating on the fact that they're together, because it doesn't seem right. But I do like that she's happy. It's just that this episode, she was, you know, that kind of smitten, kind of happy. Like, she was just like giggling. Like, they mm-hmm. found their groove, and you can tell.
Right.
Even when Bailey mentioned to DeLuca after his mess up that she found out that Zola saw him sneaking out.
Right.
It's a normal now. Mm-hmm. So it's so interesting.
And this is something different for her, I think. She's dating a guy that's a lot younger than her. And it kind of goes back to when she first started out and she was dating Derek. Mm-hmm. Derek was a lot older. She was an intern. And so the roles have reversed. And I kind of, now that I'm thinking about it, I wonder if the writers did that on purpose. So she's kind of now the Derek. She's the, and then DeLuca's the...
I see what you're trying to do here, yeah. But honestly, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You try. Nevermore says, I like Link more than DeLuca, but I don't dislike DeLuca. And Emily confirms that she thinks Link is more mature. For sure. But this is what the writers...
I agree with that. But like I said, it's different for her. It would be the easy route for her to go with the guy that's on her level, that's mature, just as mature as her, versus going with someone who's not as mature as her. It develops more challenges.
So the real question, I guess, is pondering in my mind is, do we think that since they have finally had the kids talk, that this is going to turn into something serious? Because at first it was just like, oh, let's have fun. Like, she needed to get laid. She mm-hmm. hadn't gotten laid in a while, etc. Good for her. She's happy. But now that you've expressed to your children, this is my boyfriend. Right. Yes, we will be kissing. No, he will not be sleeping on the couch. Is it now more serious?
It's Grey's Anatomy. Does any couple actually last forever?
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. I saw earlier in the chat room somewhere, someone was saying how they just want one couple to make it through exactly. one season happy. So that is like right on.
Well, it was like that for Meredith and Derek when he was on the show. I think that was the only couple mm-hmm. that lasted. Everyone else was, they break up, make up again, break up, go to a different doctor.
True. Well, but Meredith and DeLuca aren't the only ones being smits, like, mm-mm. I don't know, all in love and stuff. Also, Tom is literally head over heels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't tell him nothing about Teddy. You can't tell him nothing about his Altman. He is, like, sucked in. And it's cute, but it's also scary.
I don't think it's scary. I agree with you with it being cute. I think this is a different side to him. Like, you can tell this is more about the hooking up and the sex. Like, he really loves this person as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's really special, because you really haven't seen that out of his character.
Okay, so with the conversation of Amelia telling him that he should leave her because Teddy is still in love with Owen, mm-hmm. do you still feel like, oh, his love is so real?
I think his love is still real. I think he's gonna overcome it. They obviously, they have a special bond, Owen and Teddy, but I think they're gonna go strong.
I don't know. I feel like Amelia was kind of being a hater on Tom and Teddy's love, in a sense. Like, I agree with her that there is some undenying love between mm-hmm. Teddy and Owen, for sure. Yeah. They're always going to love each other.
Hands down.
Especially since they have, you know, they're getting ready to have a child together. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like Amelia genuinely told Tom to leave because she felt like it was the best thing to do. I felt like it was more so, well, I'm not with Owen. And not on purpose. Like, I feel like she wanted to be genuine, but also I think she was, like, low-key being a hater.
I don't think she was low-key being a hater. They have a special relationship / friendship. And I think she was just telling him, you know, this is what's going on. These are the ABCs of what you're going to run into. Uh-huh. And she was just giving him, like, you know, an update on what to expect. I don't think she was hating.
Shanice in the chat room agrees with you. She says, Tom and Teddy are cute, but Amelia wasn't lying. And I don't think she was lying. She was for sure telling mm-hmm. the truth. But I don't want to believe that there is truth in what in them getting back together, because only because Tom has won me over so much
yes.
with how much he loves Teddy, I don't want to see Teddy and Owen get back together.
I don't either.
Which is a complete 360 from where I was a few episodes back, because I just knew that they were going to get back together, especially since she was pregnant. I think I even tried to predict it. So now I'm like, damn, I kind of don't.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I thought when they first started talking, I thought this was just going to be like another hookup. Mm-hmm. But then as the episodes progressed, I was like, okay, he's actually really feeling her. And, you know, his character is starting to change a little bit. He's not this playboy guy
right.
anymore. He's actually becoming like a genuine guy. It's because of Teddy.
I don't know. I'm really hoping that Tom doesn't get his heart broken. Because mm-hmm. I think I'm more so just afraid of who he will become. Because, of course, he's not a player anymore.
Right.
But then who would he become if Teddy breaks up with him? Like, he is literally ready to move in, dive into life mm-hmm. with her, raise her child.
It's going to be... If that happened, he would become the absolute player like no other. Because he would be hurt. And so in order to take that hurt away, he's going to go and just hook up and be the old guy he used to be.
I'm not interested in that.
Me neither.
Ooh.
So I want them to stay together. But again, it's Grey's Anatomy. When does anyone ever stay together?
I mean, okay, true. So they're for sure going to break up now that you bring that up. I'm also, I am though happy that Amelia and Tom have a friendship where they can communicate. Like he listened to her, but he didn't take it mm-hmm. and become angry. Absorbed it. That's the word. He absorbed it and then was like, I'm going to choose to disregard that with whatever.
Right.
So he didn't hold on to the things that she was saying. But he still did listen, and you can tell that he kind of stored it away somewhere in his mental brain head yeah. about what she was saying.
Right, yeah. They have a very special relationship. They've both been through a lot together. And so it's kind of like, I don't want to say brother and sister because that makes it weird because they've had sex, but they just have a very, very close relationship.
It's so interesting. Well, speaking of close relationships, I wasn't privy to the information that Amelia and Link are now dating. Are they dating?
I don't think they're dating. I think they're at the level of right before dating. So Amelia is now accepting that Link is, you know, he's a good guy. She wants to see him more. She wants to talk to him more and hang out with him more. But I don't think it's official because she never said boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like I didn't have a seat at the table. But low key, it feels like they might be in this pre-dating stage mm-hmm. and I'm not here for it. I literally said ew. When Tom said there's your boyfriend, because you know why? Because I like Link for someone else, not Amelia.
Oh my gosh.
What do you mean, oh my God? I like Link for someone other than Amelia, like Meredith. That's where I was going with this.
Amelia and Link, I'm not, oh my gosh, I love this couple, but I'm not, oh my gosh, I hate this couple. This couple was just whatever for me. I don't think they've really progressed as much in the relationship for me to invest in it that much.
I don't think they are going to, because Amelia kept referring to him as the easier option, and that hurt my feelings. And maybe, I know that's not what she meant necessarily. She mm-hmm. just meant that he was less complicated and less difficult than Owen. However, when she kept saying, I'm choosing the easier path, like he's just easy, I guess it speaks to their connection, but for some reason, it just wasn't rubbing me the right way. I was like, why are you disrespecting him like that?
And you know what? I just started thinking, I'm going to save this for the predictions, but I just got a terrible thought in my head.
You should write it.
God,
save it.
And I'm so disappointed. But yes, I will let you guys know the predictions.
I honestly just feel like she is trying to find anything to get over Owen for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't know where it's going to go.
It's so messy when it comes to Owen.
Yeah, it is.
He has Teddy, who's pregnant with his child.
Mm-hmm.
He has Amelia, who they are co-parenting. And then Amelia is dating Link.
Oh, but it's disgusting. It's just literally all
over the place.
I want to tap into everyone in the chat room who is talking about J-Bril. Basically Avery and April. However,
I miss her.
No, that's what they're saying. But news drop, he asked Maggie to move in tonight, and I was here for it.
No, see,
I know that y'all hate them.
I agree. Since the season where they got together and April was still on the show, I was just like, no, he belonged with April. He belonged with her. I am not into that relationship.
So who does Owen belong with? Exactly. No, that's a hard one. Avery did not belong with April necessarily. They were good while they worked. Honestly,
they
though,
were amazing.
Not
together.
That I say that I do miss Harriet, but I want to dive more into Owen's breakthrough this episode. But before mm-hmm. we get into there, what do you have to say to the people?
Yeah, so we just wanted to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And in order for us to grow even more, we need your help. So if you're watching us on YouTube right now, go ahead and give us a like. If you're listening to us on iTunes, go ahead and give us 5 stars. Working at AfterBuzz means so much to us. And we just want to continue to grow and learn. And so keep watching and enjoying the show.
Yes, for sure. And let's talk about this breakthrough that Owen's had. So mm-hmm. make sure that you leave your comment about how you feel his therapy session went. They were doing tricks in his therapy that yeah. I had never seen it before. And I don't know if you guys watching at home, if you did this, but when Owen was sitting with his therapist and he made him do the hand
it was like doing something
head.
Like this, right?
No, after that, when he wanted him to sit with his emotions, he was like, just put your hand on your forehead, grab mm-hmm. your wrist like this and breathe. I literally was sitting in front of the TV screen and I started trying to do it. I was like, am I going to feel anything too? So did anyone else try that?
I should have tried that.
Please let me know. Did you not?
I didn't try it, but I should have.
For sure someone in the chat room did, because I'm not the only crazy Grey's Anatomy fan who tries like all this weird things. So tell me if you were watching at home and you tried to do self-therapy too. But how'd you feel about his session?
So the beginning of this episode, I just really didn't care for it for some reason. I don't know why. It just seemed like it just wasn't going anywhere. But then towards the end, when he broke through and he just started crying and we learned a little bit about what happened to him when he was a kid,
mm-hmm.
that was amazing. I'm like, yes, this just did a complete 180.
I feel like all of us who have been keeping up with the show and having these conversations week in, week out, we could get paid to be his therapist, because we told him that he had issues with trust
yes.
from the beginning. So the therapist just confirmed a lot of the things that we had already been saying about mm-hmm. Owen, how he does need to seek help, but the way that the therapist put it tonight, basically said that he struggles with joy. Like he feels like it's going to fleet or it's going to run away.
Mm-hmm.
So every time things are going really well, Owen starts anticipating the bad and tries to break it off before it makes a turn. And I was like, that is spot on.
Yeah. So I was, because I remember when he said that and I started thinking back to Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Did that ever, because if I remember correctly, he was trying to hold on to Christina when things were going good. Did he try to run away? Because I don't remember.
He didn't necessarily try to run away with Yang, but he wasn't completely open.
Yeah.
And he was still working through other things like his night terrors.
Yeah. And PTSD.
So he was working through that more so. but he was still self-sabotaging, mm-hmm. in a way, not to the extreme that he has been the past few seasons,
yeah.
but when he was with Yang, he was still self-sabotaging, which is why yeah. it was spot on.
I can see that.
I felt like it was spot
on. No, I agree. I agree with that.
All of the work that he tried to put in, like with him and Amelia, with him and Teddy, it's just mm-hmm. like, come on, Owen, get it together.
And these are women that love him, like, unconditionally. No, you're laughing.
No, I'm laughing because the people in the chat room are like, Owen cheated on her. That's what he did. That's how he sabotaged. And it's just funny because I just saw Yang's sad face, like her cry face, and it just made me laugh. Oh, I miss her. But anyway, so for sure, mm-hmm. Owen needs to get it together and really stay in this place. But I don't like how the writers teased Teddy into the situation. Like, Owen's working on his thing. Mm-hmm. He's getting therapy. He obviously talked to his sister about it. Mm-hmm. And then his sister reaches out to Teddy for Teddy to reach out to Owen because he's had a hard day. And I feel like if that keeps happening. And Teddy Messy. Did it. And Teddy did it. She texted him. Well, your sister said check on Bum Bum. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
if that keeps going, for sure they're going to get back together.
Yeah. Like we said, I definitely don't want to see that happen. But I, yeah. I think it's going to happen.
I mean, it's just too much to keep up with. They obviously
still have feelings for each other. Just from like the scenes we've seen in the last couple of episodes, mm-hmm. they have feelings for each other. And they always will have feelings for each other. Their bond is crazy strong. They both have been through hardships. They've both went to war. So they have that connection that no one else really has. And right. so they're always going to have that.
Right. Okay. But regardless of how strong a bond is or how loving a connection is, it still may be heading for doomsday, in which case for Teddy and Owen, it's already happened. Mm-hmm. But we see the same thing kind of for Alex and Joe in different capacities, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, not because either one of them is Owen, mm-hmm. but they loved each other. They head over heels for each other. They're in a marriage. And Joe has this traumatic experience with her mom mm-hmm. that leaves them in a place where they are now yelling at each other.
Yeah. It's scary. I love this storyline, by the way. This was my favorite storyline, even though it wasn't the...
With
the
Joe and Alex?
Yeah. Even though it wasn't the main storyline, I love the storyline so much. And it reminds me of Izzy.
Mm-hmm. And he brought it up this episode.
Yeah, yeah. And he kind of went through the same thing with her. But I don't think it was as deep as Joe. And so it's going to be interesting.
It broke my heart when he was talking to Meredith and he was saying it's happening again.
Yes.
You know, they yeah. break, or I break them, or they break, and then mm-hmm. and then they leave. And I felt so bad because he's still in the dark.
Right. He has no idea.
At least with Izzy's situation, he kind of knew.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation, he doesn't know. The only thing that he knows to do is kind of go to where she was and figure out what happened. And she threatened to leave him if he does that.
Right.
So all of it is just like, okay, well, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is, like, what can you do?
And what makes this so serious is they're not just boyfriend and girlfriend. They're married. She brought up the divorce. That's scary, you know? You said your vows, you're in it for the long run. And for her to say, you know what, if you say anything or if you keep bothering me, then I'm going to get a divorce, that's not good.
It's not. I agree with Olivia in the chat room. She says Alex doesn't deserve this from Joe. And I 100% am on the same page because he has done so much work to become the man mm-hmm. and the husband that he is. So for it, and Joe has also done the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that it's not hard, and I'm not saying that she shouldn't be dealing with it or mourning and grieving in the way that she is.
Right.
I just feel like she should be able to do that with Alex.
Right. I'm torn because I agree. I feel that he doesn't deserve all of this, but at the same time, what she's going through is insane.
For
you know,
sure.
None of us can ponder what this woman is going through
right
now. And so I want to give her a pass, but at the same time, I'm just like, let him help you. He's a good guy. Let him help you.
She was validated in saying that when she's ready to talk to him, she will.
Mm-hmm.
However, when she's showing up to the hospital drunk,
Yeah.
Like, what? You want me to be hands off and allow my wife to mm-hmm. let this situation like that? She's worked so hard. She's worked so hard to become this doctor.
Right.
She's worked so hard for the life that she has. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. Yes. But let me help you at least. You don't have to talk to me about it. But at least not lose your job.
Right. And when he said that, if you come to work drunk again, I'm going to say.
Jackson said it.
Yeah. And Karev said it also, though. Didn't he? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so when he said that to Joe, at first I was like, oh, that's terrible. Why would you say that? But then it clicked to me. I feel like he's doing that out of love, you know, because if she does show up to work again and she's operating on a patient, that patient dies, she loses everything.
Yeah.
You know, so I would agree. He would need to tell to save her.
Even Avery trying to be a friend to her. I mean, on account of Meredith sending him to Joe. Mm-hmm. But even Avery saying, listen, if you ever put yourself in this position again, it's not going to be met with compassion. And I think that the way that the show's going, we all can agree, correct me if I'm wrong, that we are on Joe's side. We want her to grieve in the way that she is. We support her in that. However, the way that they're elongating it, it's making it kind of annoying because it's like, okay, we don't want to see her spiral down and out of control.
Well, so I disagree with that part. Okay. I love this storyline and I love how they're taking their time with it. And I love that she's not, you know, this happy Joe all over again.
Right.
I like seeing, like, obviously, you know, you don't want to see her go through this, but we're seeing what happens when someone experiences this, mm-hmm. when they find out that their father was a rapist.
Right.
And so I'm glad that the writers aren't just saying, okay, this storyline is done. She's happy now. He was able to get through with her. You know, it's going to be a lot harder than that.
So not wanting them to write off the storyline per se, but also showing different ways. So I feel like there's always this one extreme way into dealing with things. There are healthier ways for dealing with traumatic situations, mm-hmm. especially when you find out that your father is a rapist, that we would also like to explore. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for sure, let her have those moments, but next episode, let there be some breakthrough. Not a huge transformation, not let's end the storyline, but something.
Right. No, I agree with that. She does need to tell someone, just say something that she needs some help.
And we saw that with Gemma and Richard, where it was confrontation when they first reconnected. Mm-hmm. And then toward the end, there was some resolve. We don't know what's going to happen, but Richard was persistent. Gemma was also persistent in kicking him out of her room, mm-hmm. but they had some resolve.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we need to see something.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, I still want to see her in that dark place because it doesn't happen overnight. You know, you're gonna go through some stuff. And as soon as that end part where she said divorce, mm-hmm. I was like, this is gonna be at least until the finale, you know?
One other crazy thing before we move into our special segment is mm-hmm. Nico killing Josh.
Yeah, that was awful.
What?
And I love and, that couple.
And he's trying to leave the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to force Schmidt to be in a long-distance relationship after Schmidt finally found love? What? I just don't know where that's going to go. Like, the whole interview, the way he spoke to Schmidt at the end after making an error on Josh,
mm-hmm.
I was heartbroken.
I really hope this couple, I hope this is just like a side bump,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they kind of, this is brand new for them and for us as viewers. So I really want to see their relationship evolve.
Yeah, same. I want to know what's going to happen with Nico because I love that Bailey allowed him to, like, she didn't completely cut him off necessarily. Yeah. She was like, if you're a great surgeon, this will never happen again.
Right.
So I love the compassion that she showed as well.
It was definitely a learning experience for sure. And she knows that he's a younger doctor. Mistakes are going to be made, unfortunately. That's what happens when you're a doctor, and you have to learn from it, and you have to face the hardships from it.
Let's move into our cure. Go ahead, if you are in the chat room right now, write out what your cure is. What was one takeaway that really cured you, inspired you this episode? Off the bat, mine's was when... Oh, there's our magical tune. Off the bat, mine's was when Tom was having a conversation with Amelia and she was telling him that the inevitable is going to happen. And he was like, I'm not scared of the inevitable. I'm literally about to go perform groundbreaking surgery. I'm not afraid of the inevitable. If I say it too many times, I'm going to get stuck. That was my cure, because I think so many times we let fear stop us, and you can really see him going after what it is that he wants and what he's in love with.
Right.
And I was inspired by it.
Nice. Yeah. My cure was with DeLuca and Meredith with the children, kids talk, you know, because it completely caught me off guard when DeLuca, he gave that answer to Meredith about how he loves kids and he brought up his cousins, even though I know you don't like them. But but it made me like DeLuca even more, because as a couple, I like them. I've noticed, as in the previous episodes, I'm back and forth with DeLuca as just an individual, because there are some episodes where he's very stubborn and it's annoying to watch, but then there are some episodes where he's acting mature and you're like, all right, he's growing. So this was one of those episodes where I was like, all right, we're seeing his character evolve a little bit more.
Yeah. So let's move into our Grey's Anatomy.
Let's do it.
We only have one meme today, and I don't know if any of you watched 13 Reasons Why, but this one is with Meredith at a desk with a little boy, and it was so funny to me, so I figured this was the best one to share with you guys tonight. It says, Meredith Grey helped Clay Jensen get ears so he could listen to tapes left by Addison Montgomery's daughter.
Is that him? Is that Clay?
That is him.
That is awesome. I didn't know that.
He was on Grey's Anatomy when he was young, and then now that he's older,
look at him.
He starred in 13 Reasons Why on Netflix, also another great drama here at AfterBuzz, so make sure you check it out. So I just thought that that was so funny, that she helped him with ears so that he can listen to the tapes. Which was pretty hilarious.
I smell a crossover happening.
Well, let's move into some news and gossip. It's really, honestly, it's not that much today. Speaking of Nico and the turmoil that he's going through on Grey's, he recently transferred over into a new show, Insatiable, also on Netflix. And it's a it's a very controversial show that people have been wanting to cancel and asking them to get rid of the offensive mess. So, I mean, it was over 200,000 people calling it for it to be canceled.
That's crazy. I didn't even know it was that much. I heard about it, but
It was so much. So I really hope that, you know, his real name is Alex Landy. So I'm really hoping that he goes on to this new show, Insatiable, and he has a groundbreaking character and this show doesn't get canceled, that we want to see our Grey's cast evolve. Right.
I need to check that out. I've heard good things about it. So, yeah, hopefully it's good.
Yeah. And
we have some other news. One thing about me is I love crossovers like no other. And there's going to be a crossover for a couple of episodes coming up with Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy. So that should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, so there won't be a Grey's Anatomy episode next week, but there will be the crossover episode on May 2nd with Station 19, which is going to be exciting. We love crossovers.
Right.
So hopefully it's magical.
You get to see characters from one show interact with characters from another show. And you always wonder, like, how would they talk to this person, or would this person like this person? So it's cool.
It's going to be fun. Let's move into some very quick predictions.
Let's do it.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What's the one that you wanted to share with us? I'm really curious.
So we were talking about just makeups and breakups. I have a feeling that Teddy is going to get back with Owen, and that's gonna be a down spiral for her main boo that she's talking to. And then also, this was the one that I'm not ready for, and I hope it doesn't come true. I have a feeling it's not gonna work out with Meredith and DeLuca.
Oh, that's my prediction, so you made it easy for me.
I have a feeling it's not gonna work.
Duh.
And I think she's going to end up with Luke. And
With Link?
Link.
Oh, no, I hope not.
I have a feeling.
Not after he slept with Meredith.
I think it's going to happen. I don't want it to happen whatsoever, but
my prediction is really just that we should grab our tissues, because I'm for sure the crossover episode on May 2nd is going to be one for the books.
I can't wait.
And I think that they tried to use Josh to kind of get us back into remembering that people actually do die on this show, because we haven't had that many deaths this season.
This season's been a very happy,
in a sense.
In a sense.
So I feel like May 2nd, the crossover episode, get your tissues, because there are going to be people that we love who we might have to say goodbye to, and it's going to be tough. We can cry together.
I'm not ready. Hashtag I'm not ready.
Well, as always, it's been so great chatting with Grace with you. We can't wait to see you on May 2nd. I'm your host, Elaine. You can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
And I am Benny Adams. You can follow me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.